Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, folks. Come on out, say hello, and they've got a lot of stuff here. And Joe's Cafe, we've got some food out here. You want to come and enjoy that. They also have some free passes to Oktoberfest, as well as the World War II Museum. So ask about these passes when you come on out to the People's Health Medicare Center, right here, 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Joining us now is the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell.
I know you've been running around, but first let's talk politics. We just had the election. A lot of races were resolved in the first primary. Most important race, the mayor of the city of New Orleans. Your thoughts about the election of Helena Moreno?
Well, I think everybody has high hopes for her to get in there and really tackle all the major problems in the city. And I surely will work with her in every way I can. I think it couldn't happen any sooner. So I'm glad it was over in the first primary so she can put her plan together and really start to hit the ground running when she takes office, because everybody knows it's sorely needed some leadership in the city at this point.
Billy, you tried to help the Cantrell administration many, many times on any number of initiatives, and it did not go very well. Are you more optimistic with the Moreno administration?
I really am, and I think, I had discussions with her and Councilman King about the management of the French Quarter, to put it under the French Quarter Development District or some kind of entity where we could give the governor, maybe the lieutenant governor, a couple of seats on that board. And we talked about, like they did in San Diego with the gas lamp district and some of the other downtown areas, because there's a lot of problems in the city. And if you can have that entity focus on cleaning up, making the French Quarter safe, making sure everything is running smoothly, we can bring it back to life and get some of the live music, some of the things that made the quarter what it is, and in my opinion, saved the quarter, because it's been on a downtrend for many years. The state police has really made a difference in there, but it deserves some people that live and work there having hands-on, everyday experience of making that area the best it can be. And I hope she and the council will embrace doing that. Because there's just not enough voters there to ever make the council and the mayor put all the attention needed. Turning that over to people, businesses, and residents that work and live there, I think would really make a difference. And, in light of the budget problems they're having, why are we paying $26,000 a week to rent those balusters on those barricades on Bourbon Street? The ones they took out at Jackson Square, all they needed to do was fix them and put those decorative back. Instead, they got those big, bulky things that people are tripping over, their eyesore. and we're paying $26,000 or $28,000 a week to rent them. No wonder we got a budget problem in New Orleans. Has anybody thought to just go back and put the ones that were there that they didn't fix the first time back in place? Rather than, is that another friend's contract that, you know, just like we gave money to the guy that supposedly taken over and improving Six Flags, we gave him $6 million to demo. You know, that's why we got a budget problem. We're giving money away when we should be using it for better causes.
Yeah, we're giving money away that we don't even necessarily have in the first right, and it's really a dangerous situation. Can you imagine running a lieutenant governor's office if you don't know if you're running a deficit from month to month?
It's really unthinkable that somebody would go before the council and say, hey, we saw $200 million. I mean, where does the monthly accountability go in over the years? You don't dig a hole that deep overnight. And when you look at the money wasted in this city and there's so many needs, it's a matter we made it through this administration.
Yeah, in fact, I was talking about, you know, the management of grants and stuff like that. It's good to get grants, but it comes at a cost. I just got a text here. Newell, you're 100% correct about how the city handled grants. I am a former high-level city employee in the revolver and management of the funding of the revolving, I think, was mismanaged from the day that Mayor Cantrell took office. And now we're paying the price, right? In fact, this may be the worst deficit handover from administration to administration, according to Clancy Dubose, that he can remember ever in the history of the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, and just look at who got some of the contracts and where this money has gone, and it stinks.
Yeah. Let's pivot real quick. I know that you're headed to Utah next week for the first committee meeting of that aerospace initiative that you and a number of other lieutenant governors, I think, are sitting on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. You know, I brought that group to New Orleans a couple of years ago when I took over for the Colorado lieutenant governor to head up that aerospace committee. And now we've put it under the Lieutenant Governors Association. So we've got a little bit more teeth in it to help with policies and things that we can recommend to help move the aerospace industry forward. And we got a great opportunity with NASA and with Stennis right there to really grow not only the private aerospace industry, but also all the support activities. Bollinger is now doing some things in aerospace. And we're actually including the VOTEC schools, because we've got to do more VOTEC training to make the workforce readily available. If you look at Alabama, they teach kids how to weld on spaceships in high school there. They've got 400 private companies in the aerospace industry in Alabama. You look at Austin and Colorado. And so we've got a real opportunity if we can get focused on training the workforce in these community colleges and really look at the opportunities to expand the space industry, which is going to be exploding over the next several years. We could really take advantage of that here in Louisiana.
You know, there is hope, though, because I think some of the most recent studies have revealed that enrollment at community colleges, not only in the state of Louisiana, but across the country, are on a significant increase.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dr. Tina Tinsley, the chancellor at Nunez Community College, who has been a leader in the aerospace workforce training for NASA there in St. Bernard, I put her on this committee to bring her expertise, but also to share with the other community colleges here in Louisiana. And we've included some people from the economic development team under Susan Bourgeois' office on this. So we can learn what the other lieutenant governors and their states have done and bring some of those initiatives here to expand the workforce and the opportunity for us to bring companies to Louisiana to support the aerospace industry.
It sounds like a very promising initiative for sure, and one that obviously this administration is 100% behind, right? Talking about the Trump administration with the development of the aerospace industry moving forward.
Yeah, you know, Newell, when he started that new division, it kind of sat dormant under the Biden administration. Now that Trump's back in office, we suspect you're going to see all these initiatives really move forward quickly. In our lifetime, you're going to take for tourism, there's going to be space tourism. And then when you want to go somewhere out of the country, you're going to go anywhere in the world in 2 hours. You're going to go to space, take off from a spaceport, which every state will have a spaceport, and you'll go to space, go over and come down. So you'll be able to go anywhere in the world in 2 hours. And then there's also the medicine of taking your tissue and going to space and making you a heart and come back. You won't reject it. So it'll be made with your tissue. All these things have been advanced incredibly. There just needs to be the process of permitting these things and approval to really see the venture capital money invested. Right now, you've just got billionaires in the space industry. But once all these things are in place, you're going to see that industry really explode.
It sounds incredibly exciting. Let's pivot real quick. Upcoming New York City Taste of Louisiana Trails trip on October 28th. It's something that it's been important to us, and we've been very successful with these initiatives, right?
Yeah, you know, this has been the year of food. We're going to be at the James Beard House dinner there with our partners from all over the states. John Foles will be there. So we're going to really get on the national stage, highlighting all the great food and the history and the culture of it here in Louisiana. And this is really going to be topped off with our Rose Parade this float this year. And then next year, we're going to be promoting the Year of Outdoors. So we're going to finish up this year with making a large pot of gumbo. The theme this year for the Rose Parade is teamwork. And so our teamwork is going to be a great pot of gumbo. It takes a great team from the seafood, the crawfish, and the crops that are grown here in Louisiana, the rice. Mike Strain will be riding on the float. He'll be out there with us giving interviews all over the world about the great farming that comes out of Louisiana and all the great ingredients that go into a pot of gumbo here in Louisiana and the great team it takes to put that together. And what a great way to cap off a great year of food for Louisiana, the James Beard House in New York, and then the Rose Parade on New Year's Day. It's just a great way to highlight all the great foods of Louisiana.
Billy, I don't know about you, but what a wealth of information about farming that Mike Strain has. I mean, he's like a walking encyclopedia.
I tell people we're so lucky to have such a passionate ambassador. You know, we've been partnering on ag tourism. When we saw that we were not under the health department for years, we were not enforcing the inspection of seafood. We partnered on the Seafood Promotion Board in my office and Mike Strain. Now we're going out catching these people mislabeling seafood, calling Boudreaux's crawfish tails when they're really from Taiwan. So he's been doing the inspection and the testing, and people are actually getting fined now for mislabeling seafood. And those are things that never got done in the past. So his passion for really doing a great job, I'm excited about him being out there representing all the farming community across Louisiana and highlighting those farmers at the Rose Parade this year.
Do you have a few more minutes for us? We got to get to a break. I'd like to come back to you with final thoughts.
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
We're visiting with the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser. We're here at People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Highway. We will be right back, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live on the beginning of Medicare enrollment that runs from October 15th through December 7th, right here at the People's Health Medicare Center on Vets near Causeway. And we're visiting with the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, let's finish up with the Louisiana Book Festivals on November 1st. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's it's become one of the top 10 book fests in the country. All the writers from all over Louisiana, from kids' books to politics to everything. It's at the state capitol grounds. There's all kind of activities for the whole family. It's a great chance to visit with those writers that written all those books all about Louisiana. And then also, this weekend's a great weekend to get out to our fairs and festivals. Oktoberfest, Rougarou, the Washington Free Fair. I'll be riding the Rice Parade at the Rice Fest over in Crawley. So we encourage everybody to get out and visit the over 400 fairs and festivals we have in Louisiana. Those teams work year-round to put on those great festivals, and every one of them is a little unique.
I don't think there's an elected official that's been in more parades than Billy Nungesser, the lieutenant.
Well, I keep saying I'm going to go to every fair and festival before I die, Newell. And every year, they keep adding new festivals. You know, king cake, fried chicken. What are they going to think of next, you know? If you can eat it, drink it, shoot it, dance to it, we name a festival after it.
That's what makes this place so special, right?
It really does. I tell you, other states are envious that we have so much to offer people, and we take it for granted sometimes that any weekend you can go to a dozen different festivals all over the state and experience the music, the culture, the food. We're a little spoiled by having so much to do all the time.
And most of these things are free. I mean, that's really the beauty of it, right?
It really is. You can go listen to the music. You can take part in all the crafts. The food is really inexpensive, and it's unique in each area of the state. So it's really something that we should get out and travel the state and see some of the fairs and festivals, because they're all quite different and unique to the area.
No doubt. Well, as always, Billy, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time and your insight. We know you're busy, and thank you for sharing all that what's going on in the state of Louisiana. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Today starts Medicare enrollment period from October 15th through December 7th, and we are here at the People's Health Medicare Center on Vets near Causeway at 3017 Veterans Highway. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.